I can tell you years ago, I had a friend of mine who was looking to hire a family lawyer, and I told her, I said, expect to be mad at all the things you get billed for. Financing hiring an attorney can be a frustrating endeavor because most people in most environments, with the exception of maybe an auto mechanic or somebody working on your home, you're not used to a situation where you're shooting that kind of money for someone to try to get you an outcome. Financing. Billable hours and contingency. Contingency is basically based on a percentage of an overall reward, and that usually is in personal injury, workers' comp, those type of cases where they're relying on getting a certain lump sum of money and that you're agreeing to give them a portion of that money. Contingency, you're usually not paying anything unless there's some other provisions in there. And then there's billable hours where you're basically paying along the way. Billable hours can be a nightmare if you're not mentally prepared for them. You don't think about all the things you do on a day-to-day basis, but imagine a situation where somebody is charging you for all those things. So they're charging you for emails. They're charging you for mailing. They're charging you for answering emails. They're charging you for calls. They're charging you for sending emails. They're charging you for reviewing emails. They're charging you for sending faxes. They're charging you for receiving faxes. They're charging you for reviewing faxes. They're charging you for phone conversations. They're charging you for all these types of different things. And you're like, what in the heck? Because guess what? Every little thing that's being done is being done on you for your benefit. A lot of times people are like, you can't waive those things. No, because those are activities that's done for you. Look closely at how the contingency fee lays out in terms of the percentage. When you're not paying anything at the very beginning, you don't worry about it. It's great. It's all good in the neighborhood. It's great. You ain't had to shoot no dollars out your pocket. It's great. But then all of a sudden, when you get your lump sum, and then all of a sudden you see that a portion of your money has to go to your attorney, then all of a sudden you start freaking because that's money that you feel in your mind should go to you. That's why I tell people, pay close attention to the contingency fee so you can appreciate and understand that what's happening is on the front end, you're getting all these services where it's not costing you anything. But the moment you get your award, the contract will allow for that money, a portion of that, to go to the attorney based on your agreement with them. Depending on whether it's billable hours or contingency, you may be on the hook for costs. Costs can be copies of things. Costs can be medical records. Costs can be deposition costs. That's the thing that tricks people, because they think that costs are included within the attorney fees, and they're not. Attorney fees is for their services. Cost is separate and apart from that. So pay attention to costs, because those are things that you are responsible for that the firm is doing on your behalf. And finally, the contract. When you sign a contract for services, read that thing and understand everything. Because that contract is what that attorney is going to rely upon when you start raising hell about things that you have a problem with. It's because what happens is sometimes people are so interested in getting their attorney and get them engaged and get them to get that good fight that they keep forgetting there is a mechanism for how they do these things. Recognize that if you decide to engage an attorney, educate yourself about what it means for them to do the work for you and their firm to do work for you, and what it means in terms of costs, in terms of how much is going to come out of your pocket, either on the front end or on the back end, so that you're not in this situation where you are freaking out because you should have paid more attention at the very beginning. And now you're in a situation where you're having money come out of your pocket in ways that you've been properly informed, but you just didn't make sure you were educated to the fullest, so this way you're not shocked.